she's like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. And I was like, okay. And we spent about 4 hours in Chick-fil-A. And
almost had dinner, too.
Almost had dinner at Chick-fil-A. We're like, no, we should probably go home. After that, it just kind of took off.
Two lovebirds say their romance blossomed over chicken sandwiches. From their first date to their wedding day, Chick-fil-A played a major part of this tender love story. That's coming up on this episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm a wife, mom. I worked as a TV reporter, weather girl, radio host, magazine editor, corn detasseler, yeah. But my love of Chick-fil-A formed while working in the Sears women's department in high school. I'd often escape to the food court on my break and scarf down some waffle fries. Just like you, I'm pretty obsessed with Chick-fil-A, so that's why I created this show, to serve up chat, laughs, and chicken. We're here to introduce you to people who love Chick-fil-A just as much as you do. My current favorite Chick-fil-A menu item are chicken strips. I know, I used to be a nugget girl, but I've converted. And my favorite sauce is definitely Chick-fil-A all the way, baby. I'm joined by my guest co-host, Jim Mann. Welcome, Jim.
Wow. Hey, good to have you. Me. No, good to have me.
Jim hosts a morning radio show heard across the Carolinas and coastal Georgia. Really? You do this for a living?
No, not really. They don't pay me.
Okay. He's a former Disney bus driver? Wow. You should put that. You should lead with that. That should be the first.
I should. Everyone's so enamored by that.
Yeah, exactly. And a youth pastor. That's pretty cool, too. Jim, how long have you been eating Chick-fil-A? Like, do you remember your first bite?
Wow, it's such a blur. It's been decades.
How long have they been around?
Since the 60s.
Oh, yeah. It's been quite a while.
So maybe like 70, 71.
No, actually, I still lived in Maryland, so I don't think they had it in Maryland at that time.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So I moved to Florida in the 80s.
'80s. Was it a road trip? Did you drive to Florida?
Yes.
I bet you stopped along the way.
I probably did.
And ate at Chick-fil-A.
No.
So what's your current favorite Chick-fil-A menu item, Jim?
Currently, it's the market salad, just because, hey, I'm on a healthy diet
that
thing.
That is so weird. Like, I didn't even know that existed. The market salad. Is there chicken on that thing?
There is chicken on there, okay. And lots of fruit and nuts and just awesomeness.
Okay. I'll give it a try. And what's your favorite sauce?
Well, you don't really put sauce on the salad, but I do get fries on the side when I get the salad, and I put the Polynesian sauce.
Oh, yum. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wow. You are a little, like, cultural there with the Polynesian sauce.
Yes.
I feel like you're kind of an outlier here with your Chick-fil-A order.
A little bit.
Well, we've got an incredible combo cooked up for you today. Our main entree is a love story about a couple whose first date was... and you guessed it, Chick-fil-A. And you won't believe what these Chick-fil-A fanatics did on their wedding day. But first, Jim, I want to play a little game with you that I call Nugget of Truth. It's like two truths and a lie. You're going to tell me three things about you, and I'm going to guess which two are nuggets of truth and which one is a flat-out lie.
You're asking me to lie?
Yes.
Okay.
Only a little bit. You're going to give me more truth than lie.
Okay? Good.
So what are your three facts?
All right, let me see. I lived on a Christmas tree farm. I worked at Barnes & Noble. And I was first trumpet in a jazz ensemble.
Whoa. Why would you lie about working at Barnes & Noble? Because that seems sort of lame. But the Christmas tree farm, I mean, you said you're from Maryland, so I feel like there's a lot of trees up there.
We do have trees.
Could the Barnes & Noble thing be a lie?
Yes!
Oh my goodness, that's a really bad lie. Like, normally people come up with, like, I skydived with Bon Jovi.
But you know that's a lie if I did that. I don't want to make it too big.
But it was so lame that it was like it had to be.
No, I figure if it's lame, you'll think, oh, he's definitely done that.
Okay, well, I won. I guessed right.
Oh,
we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, we'll introduce you to Philip and Olivia, lovebirds who say they fell in love at Chick-fil-A. Hi guys, Allison here. I know you're a huge fan of Chick-fil-A, just like me. And I also know you're probably a really kind person, just like me. Just kidding. Which is why I love blessing people, even strangers in unexpected ways. You know, random acts of kindness. That's why I created a free printable to help you bless a friend or a stranger with a Chick-fil-A gift card. Because whose day wouldn't be a million times better if someone gave them free Chick-fil-A, right? So head to ChickfilAPodcast.com/free to print out your free Chick-fil-A gift card sleeve. Just print, cut, and pop a gift card in there to make someone say, Chick-fil-A! That's ChickfilAPodcast.com/free.
And welcome back. You're listening to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm Jim Mann, along with Allison Storm.
We're so excited to have Philip and Olivia Willis on the show. Hey, guys.
Hey, hi. Thanks for having us.
This is, like, just so amazing because we know that you guys are newlyweds. You've been married how many months now?
About 8 months.
8 months. Okay. And you're... romance kind of blossomed at Chick-fil-A, which is totally amazing. Can you tell us about that?
Our first time that we met, I was at Chick-fil-A with my friend, and I invited her older brother to join us, and he's like, yeah, I'll come. I got a guy working for me today. So I was like, yeah, just come on over. So they came and, like, spent 20 minutes with us at lunch, and I thought he was so cute, but I thought he was dating. He thought I was dating, so we didn't talk for, like, 3 weeks. And then 3 weeks later is when we had our first date at Chick-fil-A again. So. Yep.
Was that your idea?
It was her idea. I actually made her ask because I wanted to be like, you know, I don't want to rush into things. If she's interested in me, I want her to ask me out. And she was like, let's go to Chick-fil-A. And I was like, okay. And we spent about 4 hours in Chick-fil-A. And
almost had dinner, too.
Almost had dinner at Chick-fil-A. But we're like, no, we should probably go home. After that, it just kind of took off. We had our dates around Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And... yeah, it was good.
Kind of ate there every day, pretty much.
Yeah, we got the Chick-fil-A app, so that made it nice, you know. Yeah. Pay for her, get the points. So
that's funny. Get the points.
Well, I wonder if they have as many points as you. Are you red? Are you red level? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of course they are. Look at
you're like the real VIP. So 4 hours. Were you getting weird looks from the workers? Or
no, I mean... we just kind of blended in and had a good time enjoying each other.
At that Chick-fil-A, they knew my order. I didn't really have to order. They just knew what I wanted every time.
Yeah, because you go, what, 6 days a week?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then she complains on Sunday. She's like, I wish Chick-fil-A was open.
I always want the fries on Sunday for some reason more than any other day of the week.
That's how it always is, isn't it?
So. Yeah. We always talk. We're like, we should get Chick-fil-A twice on Saturday while we have it for Sunday.
Leftovers.
Wow. Now I go a lot, but I mean, how do you handle every day?
Sometimes you just gotta like switch it up. You know, you'll go in the morning for a biscuit, and then at lunch you get the craving for the nuggets.
Oh man, you're going crazy.
And then you get the nuggets, and then you want to go for dinner, and you're like, nah, it's probably too much.
There's been a couple times I'm like, I just don't feel like Chick-fil-A. And he looks at me like, what in the world? Are you okay? But yeah.
We'll switch it up from the nuggets to the sandwich.
When you were dating at Chick-fil-A, like, I mean, did either of you ever feel like, maybe I should step it up a little bit? Maybe I should go somewhere fancier? Or were you always cool with just Chick-fil-A?
Chick-fil-A's cheap for the guys. I mean, you know, it's a good place to...
I'm not a fancy restaurant kind of person, so...
lunch and stuff like that, so...
yeah.
Know, you don't have to fork out $40 for a meal. You can just, you know, $10 to buy a family pack.
Not into the steaks, huh?
Well, I am. I'm a big hunter. I like steaks and stuff, you know, it's fun to just go to Chick-fil-A with friends, too, and hang out and stuff like that.
Now, the proposal, did that happen at Chick-fil-A?
No, it didn't happen at Chick-fil-A. It actually happened in a place downtown at a nice restaurant. But
yes, a steak restaurant. Okay. That was at a steak restaurant.
Steak-fil-A.
We did have our rehearsal dinner catered by Chick-fil-A. And then after we got married, we went to Chick-fil-A through the drive-thru, so that was a lot of fun.
In your wedding dress?
And they were like, did you guys just get married? Like, yes, we're wearing our dress and our suits. But they were all just, like, freaking out, like, come look at them, come look at them. And we, like, took a picture with them, and they were just like, didn't know what to say to us, and it was great.
It was really fun.
We're like, hi. It's a little awkward.
Everybody looks at us like the Chick-fil-A couple or something.
Yeah.
Is this like a line item in your budget?
Yeah, so this is a fun fact. I have this app on my phone that tells me how much I spend at Chick-fil-A per month, and it's about $280. So if you round that out, it's like twice a day almost.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad. For me, I like to go there for in the morning and get a sweet tea and a biscuit. And
where I work, there's a Chick-fil-A, so sometimes I'll get it. And then when I'm not working, I'm with him, so it's just easy to go there.
How come neither one of you work at Chick-fil-A?
I've applied twice, and both times I was rejected.
Oh, no.
Why?
Yes. Chick-fil-A won't even hire me.
Why?
I think it was because I had a weird schedule. I was going to be gone, but I've literally tried 2 different years, like a year apart or 2 years apart, and they both never hired me.
Do you want to work there? No. Do we need to start a campaign?
No, but I still am a little bitter that they never hired me.
I think they should sponsor us, but, you know.
Seriously. Because now you have a great job that you love,
yes,
right?
Yes. I work as a nurse in the ICU. So I where I work, they have a Chick-fil-A in the hospital, so I go there a lot. But, yeah, now I don't need to work at Chick-fil-A, but would have helped in the past.
So you feel good about spending $280 a month at Chick-fil-A?
It's
or
a
do
good,
you feel like you need to cut back?
It's a good investment because it's the Lord's chicken and the Lord's sweet tea.
Yes.
And, you know, it's just giving back to a good business. They're always very kind and very just serve, you know, they want to serve you and just have a good experience with kids and stuff, so.
Mm. Like what they stand for.
Like what they stand for and everything, so.
And if you have a child, are you going to name it, like, Kathy? Or Truett?
No.
I did hear about the news story where the girl was born in Chick-fil-A and then got Chick-fil-A the rest of her life. I was like, we need to do that. We need to go to Chick-fil-A.
I mean, the odds are pretty good.
That's a little too far, I think. No, we'll definitely take our kids to Chick-fil-A, though. And
yeah.
Let them play on the.
Maybe they'll get hired someday.
And you'll be bitter about it.
I'm still bitter about it.
You need your own franchise, what you need.
Yes.
I know. I wish we could just, like, turn our points into stock or something. You know, we would.
That'd
be a good idea.
Set,
yeah. But I'll talk to somebody.
Make it happen.
Please do.
Awesome. Well, now it's time for a segment we call Chick-fil-A Yay. Where we celebrate what's going on great in your life over Chick-fil-A milkshakes. What are you guys drinking today?
Chocolate.
Oreo.
Oh, you have Oreo? It was supposed to be chocolate.
It's good, though.
We both like Oreo, too.
It's okay. Chick-fil-A. It will be fine.
Can't go wrong.
Awesome. So tell us, what are you guys celebrating in life, Philip and Olivia?
We got back from a trip out in California helping a camp out and the first of the year. So we stayed there a week, and after that, we've kind of just been relaxing.
And working a lot.
Working a lot.
We're trying to buy land. Build our own house. So
hopefully.
So was this a mission trip you were on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We went on a mission trip with our church for a Christian camp out in California called
Camp Ironwood. It's like a construction work trip.
Actually. And we built a cabin in a week from the ground up.
What's the cabin going to be used for?
It's going to be for kids, just so they can be there through the week for the camp.
I don't know. I feel like every day is special. Like every single day is completely different than the others. And I work night shift, so I'm sleeping during the day. For like a week, and then I'm off for a week, so.
Still growing my business. I have a landscaping business here in Greenville, and every day is different. I don't really know what I'm doing until the next day. It's kind of fun because I know her schedule, but my schedule is all over the place, so it's fun just every
I work
day.
With him when I'm off. It's great. Yep. Always together.
So. Always together, mm-hmm. And then a lunch break at Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we always usually meet for Chick-fil-A for lunch or something.
Yeah. One time we mowed like 26 acres. Like it was one time this last time we mowed, and I think we had Chick-fil-A for lunch or something. We're like, let's go eat.
That's so awesome. Well, it's time for another quick break, but when we return, we're putting Philip and Olivia to the test with some Chick-fil-A trivia. Stick around to play along.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and Facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Newlyweds Philip and Olivia are going to play a game we call Trick-fil-A. We're going to test your nuggets of knowledge. You're going to play against Jim Mann. Are you ready, Jim?
Not really.
Winner gets one of our exclusive t-shirts from our fan shop. And I know you guys would love that to wear on your Chick-fil-A dates.
Oh, yeah.
We've got five questions. Okay, to ring in, Olivia and Phillip, you shout, "My pleasure." Can you practice?
Awesome. My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Okay, good. And Jim, we're going to have you moo like a cow.
What? Wow.
You want to practice?
Yeah. Moo. No. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was pretty good.
All right.
Eat more chicken.
All right, very good. All right, first question. Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy collected cars. Which famous car did he buy?
My pleasure.
My pleasure.
Corvette.
No.
Oh.
It is a multiple choice. If if you want to wait, I can read the three options. Okay, let me finish. I love your confidence, though.
I love those cars out in the front. Okay, you're right.
Which famous car did he buy and display at the Chick-fil-A home office? A DeLorean, like in Back to the Future. B, an Ecto-1 from Ghostbusters. Or C, the Batmobile from Batman Returns.
My pleasure.
Yes.
A DeLorean.
No. Jim, do you want to ring in?
No.
Yes.
The Batman?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, Jim's got one. Philip and Olivia, yeah, zero. No. All right, you guys can catch up. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Which has fewer calories? A, an 8-count nugget, or B, a 4-count strip?
My pleasure.
Yes.
An 8-count nugget.
You're right! An 8-count nugget only has 270 calories. A 4-count strip has 470. What are you guys, team nugget or team strip?
We're team nugget.
Definitely.
Okay. Jim, what are you?
Strip, sorry.
Your team strip.
Yeah, that sounds weird.
It does sound weird. All right, we tied it up 1-1. As a kid, what did Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy sell to earn enough nickels to buy a $4 used bicycle? A, hamburgers. B, Coca-Cola. Or C, car washes.
Yes. Coca-Cola.
Yes! Yes, oh, right! Right.
I had no idea.
Coca-Cola. I know. Well, he did grow up in the Atlanta area, so.
Oh, it makes sense.
Yes. Okay, number four, and you guys are in the lead. Name one of the three states that does not have Chick-fil-A.
Moo?
Yes.
Hawaii.
Correct!
Oh!
Vermont, Hawaii, and Alaska do not have Chick-fil-A. Oh. So you guys cannot go there.
We'll just have to go to Alaska and open one up.
There you go. Okay, it's tied up again. 2-2. This is the final question.
Oh, no.
What is the founder of Chick-fil-A's middle name?
Moo?
Jim, you mooed in.
I did moo in. It is Truett.
It is!
Oh! Oh,
you couldn't let our guest win, Jim?
I've never won before.
Yes, his name is S. Truett, Kathy. S stood for Samuel. Truett was his middle name.
I knew that.
There you go.
Truett was the first name.
Well, great job, guys. We are going to send you home with matching t-shirts from our My Pleasure fan shop. You can check out our collection of tees by visiting chickfilapodcast.com/shop. Philip and Olivia, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for
all
having
so
us.
So much.
I thought you were going to say my pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, just kidding. Love you guys. And I hope you have an awesome first anniversary coming up in a few months.
Thank you.
So exciting. And thank you for sharing your little love story with us.
No problem.
Very beautiful.
Our pleasure.
If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A employee would do. Share this goodness with a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can almost hear you saying, "My pleasure." Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's. madeproductions.com.